Shavuot Tov, everyone. I hope you enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat, and I apologize for the very, very late hour. I blanked on doing our day 14, which is tonight, and I wanted to get it in at least before I went to sleep. If you see something, say something. Very, very important entry about the mitzvah of Tochacha. Judaism believes in actually expressing discontent with other people, but obviously doing it in a way that will be mikabel. It will be positively received by the other individual. And in fact, if we fail to express our discontent when we are offended or hurt by another person, we run the risk, as the chapter teaches, as I shared, of violating a very serious prohibition of lotisna tachicha belvavecha, the prohibition to harbor hate for a fellow Jew. Now, that doesn't mean, as I pointed out, that we should always point everything out that's upsetting us about someone else. If we get too nitpicky, then it's just going to upset the other individual, and we do have to learn to let some things go. And that's why it is a bit of a gray area, and wouldn't be a bad idea to share with a third objective party, you know, should I, you know, is this something I should let go or not let go? Obviously, there's a subjective element to this, but when something is really upsetting you, and the only way to really come to terms with the other person is to share it and is to put it out there. And that's why in the question, in the challenge question, I wrote, and I suggest all these challenge questions to be answered, this one in particular, to ask yourself, is there someone in your life who has offended you or hurt you in some kind of way? And write down what you would like to say to this person to politely express why you were upset, and use some of the tips that I gave in the chapter. I quoted Dr. Gottman, who taught and teaches, continues to teach about how to share things in a way that doesn't put the other individual on the defensive, so that the other person hears that you're upset. But if you say, why did you do this? Why did you act in that way? As opposed to when you said A, B, or C, or when you did A, B, or C, it made me feel, right? That already allows the person to not have to defend themselves, but to express remorse and actually apologize. One of the things that we're doing when we're bringing something to someone else's attention is really giving them the opportunity to apologize. And don't be disappointed if it doesn't happen. It may not happen. You're still accomplishing something positive by expressing discontent because you're still getting it off your chest. And it might be frustrating that the other individual is not receiving it in the way you want, but it's a process and it's still a very, very good thing to do. And as I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned in the chapter, but the Chazon Ish, one of the great rabbis of the 20th century, wrote that giving tochacha is an art, it's not a science. There's no exact way to do this. It requires a lot of finesse and strategizing. And the most important thing, as we discussed when we talked about anger, is not to do it off the cuff, but to be very thoughtful and strategic about it and to think to yourself, how can I share my discontent in a way with this particular person that will be positively and favorably received? A, I shouldn't do it in front of other people, obviously. And B, what kind of language should I use to increase the likelihood that this person will actually hear how upset I am? And that's all we can do, you know, and that's my bracha to all of us, is that we figure out better ways of communicating with other people. And communication doesn't always involve positive, you know, wonderful things. Communication often involves times when we are upset, and to think about the full relationship that's at stake and how I'm saying this, and maybe this is something to share with our friends, okay? I'm bringing this to your attention because I care about our relationship. If I didn't care, I wouldn't say anything. I would just move on because you don't mean that much to me. It's because you mean so much to me that I feel the need to share how I'm feeling right now. That kind of language can go a long way. And again, it's a muscle that we have to build and practice. So do the challenge question. And during this time when we are trying to draw closer to Hashem, this hopefully will also enable us to draw closer to each other as well. Shavua Tov.